Good morning, everyone. I welcome the members, directors of the company, and other dignitaries to the 26th AGM of Welspun Enterprise Limited, which is held through the video conferencing. Please note that this meeting is being recorded, and the transcript of the meeting shall be uploaded on the company's website as soon as possible. Now, as the requisite quorum is present, I declare the meeting is in order. I now request directors to introduce themselves. I would request now Mr. Tandon to start.
Good morning, Chairman and everybody there. I am Mohan Tandon, Independent Director of the company, and I am attending this meeting from residence at Mumbai. I am alone. I am also the chairman of the audit committee of the company and of the nomination and remuneration committee and board of directors. Please go ahead.
No, Dr. Aruna Sharma.
I am Dr. Good morning, everyone. I am Aruna Sharma, an independent director of the company, attending this meeting from my residence at Delhi. I am also the chairman of the Share Transfer Investor Grievance and Shareholders Relationship Committee and the Corporate Social Responsibility Committee. I welcome everybody for the AGM.
Thank you. Mr. Raghav Chandra, please.
I am
Can you rest of the people, can I request to mute, please?
I'm an independent director on the board of Welspun Enterprises. I'm at my residence in New Delhi, and I'm happy to be attending the AGM meeting. Nobody else is here with me. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Rajesh Mandaiwala.
Morning, everyone. I'm Rajesh Mandavewala. I'm happy to attend the meeting from my residence. I'm by myself, and I welcome all of you.
Sandeep.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Sandeep Garg, Managing Director of the company, and I'm attending this meeting from Mumbai.
Thank you all. Beside the directors, the following key managerial, senior managerial personnel is also attending this meeting. Mr. Ved Mani Tiwari, Deputy Chief Executive Officer. Mr. Akhil Jindal, Group CFO and Head Strategy. Mr. Sridhar Narasimham, CFO of the company. Ms. Priya Pakhare, Company Secretary. Further, the statutory auditors and the secretarial auditor of the company is also attending the meeting. Friends, in view of the continuing COVID-19 pandemic, the Ministry of Corporate Affairs has permitted the holding of this AGM through the video conferencing without the physical attendance of the members at the AGM venue. I am very thankful to the MCA. The facilities to appoint proxy is not available for this meeting. The Registrar of Directors shareholding and the other statutory registrars are open for inspection of the members. As the notice conveying this 26th annual general meeting and auditor's report, along with the audited financial statement for the year ended March 31, 2020, have been circulated to the members and are available on the website of the company and the stock exchanges. I take the notice and auditor report as read. I now proceed to say few words, and then I would like to transact the business as per the agenda given in the notice. Dear stakeholders, I would like to extend a very warm welcome to first ever virtual AGM of our company. I hope that you and your family and colleagues are well and taking necessary safety measures. At the outset, let me tell you that without doubt, this has been one of the most challenging years in the recent times. In spite of the challenges, I am very happy to report that we have sustained our revenue at 1,760 crores, the top line, and our EBITDA for the year was 259 crores with an EBITDA margin of 14.3%. We reported a profit after tax of rupees 159 crore, a growth of 4% over the last year. More importantly, we have built a strong balance sheet with a healthy cash flow. And also, I'm happy to tell that your company has a net worth of 1,736 crore and cash balance of rupees 530 crores as on March 2020. Friends, in the Indian road sector, activity during the years, if we see overall, was very subdued, sluggish. Even the awards from the NHAI was not that much. And also, one of the region was the elections, and the overall execution was slowed down due to the unexpected, also extended, if I can say, heavy monsoons. Still, the issues in land acquisition and the stress in the banking sector, also we have seen a few of the major challenges during the last year. Despite all these challenges, we have progressed well on our various projects. The two under construction HAM projects, CGRG and GSY, are close to achieved PCOD, and execution of the other two HAM projects, Amravati and Chikli Tarsod, is also progressing well, and we plan to complete both in FY21, which is ahead of schedule. If I say on the water segment side, we completed the Devas water project during the early part of the year, and the project is now supplying water to many industries in and around Devas industrial area. During the year, we also successfully refinanced our Delhi Meerut project, possibly the first hybrid annuity refinancing project, which has got the refinancing post completion in the country. And I am also happy to tell you that it was refinanced at a very, very attractive rate. If I look ahead, as you know, the world is currently going through a major crisis related to COVID-19. We also had to stop our work on our various sites for a few days in accordance with the government direction. Post partial opening of the lockdown from 14th April onward, we have started the work gradually on few of our sites. We expect the pace of work to gather momentum gradually, and we are confident of making up the revenue losses in April over the next 11 months. We have also written to authorities invoking force majeure, which ensure interest of the company is protected under the concession agreement. As they say, there's always an opportunity in any crisis. We think the current crisis will give strong balance sheet player like us many opportunities to acquire projects at attractive valuation in times to come. As you would have seen, we have already announced the acquisition of which is the first project for our company, build, operate, transfer, boot, or a toll project called Mukarba Chowk Panipat, which is Delhi to Panipat, from SL Group through the harmonious substitution route. This project adds more than rupees 2,100 crore to our project portfolio and more than 1,100 crore to our order book. With this addition, our order book stands at a robust figure of around 5,000 crore in the current year. We believed that many such opportunities will come in near future. Therefore, we have decided to further strengthen our balance sheet and build a war chest to capitalize on these coming opportunities. To this effect, we have raised rupees 375 crore in May 2020 through issues of NCDs. We are also proposing to raise up to 300 crore through the issues of equity shares. These additional resources will add us significantly and will help us to grow our journey in the coming years. Our focus for FY21 will be to continue on our journey of operational excellence. We plan to complete 4 under construction projects during this year. We are also expecting significant progress on the execution of our other projects, including the recently acquired Mukarba Panipat project. In line with our asset light strategy, we would also like to look at unlocking value from our projects once they are completed in next 12 months or so. With 5 operational projects expected before the end of the year, including the already operational Delhi Meerut Express Highway, we will have more option to explore in terms of our asset monetization in times to come. We will also look at unlocking values from our oil and gas investment. We are going through an, friends, if we see the current scenario, we are going through an unprecedented situation. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank all our stakeholders who are standing by us through this difficult time. I express my sincere gratitude to our shareholders, bankers, directors, customers, and our committed employees across the nation. These are challenging and uncertain times, but we feel confident that as a company and community, we can get through this together. Thanks to the exceptional team, and I believe we have been able to build an institution focused on operational excellence, capable of withstanding challenges and creating long-term sustainable values for all of our stakeholders. Stay safe and stay happy. Thank you very much. Now I would like to request Secretary to explain the various resolutions to the members.
Thank you, sir. As the members know, we had provided remote electronic voting from 9 a.m. on June 27, 2020 to 5 p.m. on June 29, 2020. The members who have not participated in the remote electronic voting but are present here will get an opportunity to cast their votes. The members present here who have cast their votes electronically will not get to cast their vote again, and if cast again, the same will be considered as invalid. The members are requested to visit the website of NSDL and go to the voting page to cast their vote while the meeting continues. The electronic voting facility shall close after 15 minutes from the conclusion of this meeting. Since the meeting is held through video conferencing, there will be no proposing and seconding of resolutions by the members. The company has appointed Mr. Mihin Halani, practicing company secretary, as the scrutinizer to scrutinize the electronic voting and the remote e-voting process. There are 10 resolutions proposed for approval by the members. The resolution number 1 is for adoption of financial statements for the financial year ended March 31, 2020, and the report of the directors and the auditors thereon. There are no qualifications in the report of the statutory auditor as well as the secretarial auditor. Resolution number 2 is for declaration of dividend at the rate of 20%, that is rupees 2 per equity share. Resolution number 3 is for reappointment of Mr. Rajesh Mandaiwala, who retires by rotation and being eligible offers himself for reappointment. Brief resume of Mr. Mandaiwala is given in the notice of the meeting. Mr. Mandaiwala, being the appointee, is interested in this resolution. Resolution number 4 is for reappointment of Mrs. MGB and Company LLP Chartered Accountants as the statutory auditors for the second term of 5 consecutive years at a remuneration which is mentioned in the resolution. Resolution number 5 is for ratification of fees of rupees 2.5 lakh per annum payable to Messrs. Kiran J. Mehta, Cost Accountants, for their appointment as Cost Auditor for the financial year 2020-21. Resolution number 6 is for reappointment of Mr. Balkrishan Goenka as the whole-time director designated as Chairman Executive of the company for a period of 5 years with effect from June 1, 2020. Brief resume of Mr. Goenka is given in the notice of the meeting. Mr. Goenka, being the appointee, is interested in this resolution. Resolution number 7 is for authority to raise funds through private placement up to Rs. 500 crore. Resolution number 8 is for increase in authorized share capital to Rs. 275 crore and alteration of memorandum of association. Resolution number 9 is for increasing authorized share capital to Rs. 275 crore and alteration of articles of association. Resolution number 10 is for authority to raise funds through various modes of issuance of securities not exceeding Rs. 300 crore. Chairman sir, over to you now.
Thank you. Now that the resolutions and the procedures for voting has been explained, I request the member to proceed to cast their vote. As this is going to be electronic voting, I authorize Priya, Company Secretary, to conduct voting procedure. So results of the voting will be announced on or before Thursday, July 2nd, 2020, and the same will be communicated to the stock exchanges and will be available on the website of the company and the NSDL. With that, I just request if any queries, any questions, we are happy to answer, as we have a full board and the executive team here. Any question?
We'll come. Yeah, there are the questions. I'll read out the questions that you have got. The question is, view on HAM model, will it continue? Ask me.
So what Sandeep, what you will say on this? What is your view on the HAM model in coming times?
So the view is that given the current situation that the infrastructure will be required to be developed in the country, and there is definitely a requirement of the PPP, and there are no options for tolling roads, not very many lenders or the players are capable of taking the toll roads. The option for PPP is only HAM at this point in time. So I see it continued. And if we are to refer to the whatever the government has been saying, they expect at least 50% of the award to go on.
Thank you. What is the next question?
Guidance for FY21 business prospects.
What do you think, how much growth are we going to achieve the current year? The current situation, what is going on?
So my views are that these are turbulent times. Rather than giving a guidance at this point in time, I would actually want to wait for some time. However, as the current order book stands, we are expecting revenue growth of about 20%, assuming that there are no further lockdowns or any untoward incidences going forward.
Yeah, I can understand. I mean, the current scenario is very, very, unknown. We are in unknown territories, and looking to this is very difficult to give the guidance. But I think with the current status of the projects, we are quite confident that we will have better numbers than the last year. What is the next question?
COVID impact on operations of the company.
As I said in my brief speech, that we have been asked to hold the work, and the current supply chain, the labor availability is still having its own challenges across the country. And as we are working in different part of the countries, we have different challenges. So it's a very right now current is a fluid situation to say how the whole scenario will pan out in next 2 to 3 months. But looking to the overall view of the government, I think they will like to continue the various activities around the country. So we are hoping that our projects will not be going to go the way we are planning. You want to add something, Sandeep?
I think fair assessment, given the situation, we are absolutely on point. There is, if the current situation continues, what we have been able to see, we will see a growth. However, in these circumstances, this is where we can give the guidance to.
Thank you. What is the next question?
There is a question which says, would like to know plans for fundraising and deployment.
So it's a very clear, the funds what we are raising is first is that we are looking for various opportunity in the market. And as I said in my speech that we have acquired recently one of the project through the harmonious route, perhaps the first project in the country through of one of the SL project near Delhi. We are quite hopeful and management is quite feeling the potential that in the coming time, looking to the current scenario, the way economy is passing through, we will have many more opportunities like this. So we need to have the war chest and we need to have the required capital to get this grab these opportunities which may come in time to come. What is next?
So the next question is, which are club questions that I would want to put to you, sir. Is there any diversification plan within the infrastructure? Are we thinking of airports, metros, or any other infrastructure play that is unfolding?
So companies, as we know that, and we have been very, very focused. So with the current scenario given, I would like to say that we would like to grab the opportunities what is being thrown in the road sector and the water sector. The country needs the infrastructure in many spaces, and road is one of them. And if you see the government vision of almost like $1 trillion of investment in next 5 to 6 years, in that 20% is allocated to the road, 10% is allocated almost to the water. And I think this two sector itself is having huge opportunity and potential. So I don't think that we have to diversify ourselves in the coming years, and we have enough opportunities. In the last 3-4 years, now we have established our credibility, the credentials, and it is time to encash that and grow this particular vertical. So our focus would be very clearly on water and the road.
Thank you, sir. I think I will take the last question and then we can respond to the other queries through email. There's a question which comes, why revenue is down quarter on quarter on the Q4?
So Sandeep, you have to answer this.
Okay.
You are the better person.
Thank you, sir. So the reasons are two. One, we had unseasonal rain in the Q4 FY20, so which led to almost like about loss of 12%, 13% of the time of the quarter. We also lost about 15 days due to lockdown in the last quarter, so that also added to the time period available for construction or progress at site reduced by about 26-27% per se itself. So that was the major reason for our quarter on quarter revenue down. There were also certain minor reasons that certain areas, forest clearances were a bit delayed, which we have got now. So those three things put together led to the quarter on quarter results of Q4 to be down.
However, we are very confident that we'll make it up in the current year for those loss of revenue.
Thank you. Thank you all. And thank you very much for joining this meeting through this video conference or audio-visual means. All the other questions, whatever is there, I think we will answer through the email. So once again, it was a different experience. Though it's always to, you know, having a different meaning and the purpose when you meet personally, and still, you know, you can't achieve what you want to achieve. But I think the purpose was very well served, and this has been a different experience and good experience. So thank you all. Thank you for joining for this meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.